Another federal court has upheld a block on U.S. President Donald Trump's travel ban. The three-judge panel of the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco has ruled against Trump's revised executive order. They concluded that the president has, quote, exceeded the scope of his authority, adding that what he requests is a violation of the U.S. Constitution. The ruling was the latest in a string of court decisions rejecting Trump's travel ban, which bars nationals of six Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. Trump has sought a U.S. Supreme Court review of one of these rulings that was issued last month. Joining us now to discuss this further via Skype from Washington is Ilhan Kagri with the Muslim Public Affairs Council. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, ma'am. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your opinion as far as these blocks we're seeing, court after court, is calling Trump's Muslim ban unconstitutional.
Are you speaking with me? Because I can't hear you very well. Are you speaking to me directly?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And the question was that, could you repeat the question, please?
Your initial thoughts on courts rejecting Trump's travel ban on Muslims?
This is, everybody's delighted. Everybody's delighted because it shows that the courts work. The United States government is set up on a separation of powers with checks and balances, and the courts are actually functioning the way they should in terms of trying to limit executive overreach, which is exactly what this court said. So as this case makes its way to the Supreme Court, we now have two different kinds of rulings. Whereas the Fourth Circuit Court dealt with unconstitutionality of President Trump's order, saying that this was just a very, very prejudicial order against Muslims, this court has said, no, this is about executive overreach in terms of the procedures that you're using to try to restrict people. And this is more, this particularly says you can't restrict a country, a whole nation, in terms of saying they're going to, the people from that nation pose a threat to American interests. So this only makes things better in terms of getting rid of these Muslim bans or travel bans in general.
Right. Speaking of the Supreme Court, are you at all hopeful that it will rule in favor of Muslims?
Definitely. I definitely feel that way because now you have two different sets of reasoning. So the first reasoning was based on President Trump's opinions that he is prejudicial. This is now a procedural point, and this is now in violation of the Immigration and Nationality Act. And so this is a much stronger case. So it looks very hopeful in terms of what's going to happen.
All right, and if for my last question before I let you go, you spoke of Trump's own prejudice. Are you at all concerned that his prejudice against Muslims is shared by a significant population within the United States?
Yes, I think that those people that are prejudiced against Muslims, call it a Muslim man, are happy that it's a Muslim man, although they're a minority, small minority. But those people that don't like it, they consider it some ban. And so, yes, it is definitely prejudicial. And unfortunately, President Trump, if he holds prejudicial views, he certainly surrounded himself with people who are very, have expressed very strong opinions of being anti-Muslim and anti-Islam. So it's not just coming from the president, but everybody that he surrounded himself with are Islamophobes, known Islamophobes. And so I think there's no doubt that this is coming from a position of being anti-Muslim and anti-Islamic.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Ilhan Kagri with the Muslim Public Affairs Council, or MPAC, joining us via Skype from Washington. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV. And to our viewers, we do apologize for those technical difficulties.